track 13, and now we come to sport. Sport is mostly football, as the local cricket season appears to have finished. South West Peninsula League, Newton Abbott Spurs 1, Bridport FC 3. Newton Abbott Spurs made the brightest possible start at home to Bridport FC, only to then be beaten by the better side on the day. With less than 2 minutes on the clock, and upon Spurs' first foray forward, Jacob Osborne was played through into acres of space, remaining calm and slotted through the legs of the oncoming goalkeeper to open his account for the campaign. The visitors hit back with what Spurs boss Matt Hayden described as a relentless wave after wave, and the boys were just weren't dealing with it. The Spurs boss praised Bridport as a good physical side, while for his group there were harsh words in the changing room after the full time, but I think it was deserved. When we're at home, we need to dominate every aspect of the game and make sure that it's not easy for any team that comes here. Buckland Athletics, second 11, were the big winners in the SDFL Division 1. Darren Sowerby and Richard Groves saw their side put 12 goals past Brixham Town at Homer's Heath on the 5th of September. Their leadership duo led from the front, with captain Callan Noyce notching up a hat-trick and vice-captain Jake Cuff adding a further four. Elsewhere in Division 1, Bovey Tracy's second 11 put in a five-star performance against Signal Box Frankfort. Goals coming from Samuel Stowell 2, Cameron Gill, Ben Moyle and substitute Alistair Kuchek at Mill Marsh. In Premier Division, Newton Abbott 66 hosted Alberton Villa seconds and won 3-1. Bovey Tracy AFC and Tynmouth AFC both enjoyed emphatic victories on Saturday the 5th of September in their respective divisions. Bovey knocked up 8 goals on the road against a struggling Wellington AFC side to win by 8-0. Meanwhile, in the South West League, Tynmouth won by 5-0 at Coombe Valley against Axminster Town. And finally, on the football front, Buckland Athletics, third 11, could not have made a better start to their season when they romped past Paignton Villa's third 11. This was their first competitive game for the side in the new iteration, and they ran up a 13-0 scoreline in the SDFL's Division 4 on Friday evening, the 4th of September. And finally, we come on to running. A beautiful evening greeted 270 runners at the start line for the 40th Hator Heller on Saturday, the 5th of September. Sam Kelly won the race in 42 minutes 16 seconds, and the first lady across the line was Liz Dyson in 49.34. Leading the 18 trotters, runners home, was Benj Ackle, who produced an outstanding run to finish 7th overall in 46 minutes. Meanwhile, there was a fantastic effort from the trotters at this year's City to Sea Marathon, 50k Ultra and Half Marathon, with runners taking on one of the South West's most demanding courses in exceptionally hot conditions. The 50k Ultra, Lucy Evans put in a determined performance to finish 22nd overall, whilst Grayson Widdicombe led the trotters home in the marathon, finishing 40th place overall. And that's your sport for this week.